VOA News via remote, I'm Laurel Furman. In U.S. presidential election news, American news organizations are projecting that former Vice President Joe Biden will be the winner in key states Michigan and Wisconsin. Biden could reach the 270 electoral college vote threshold needed to win the election if, in addition to these two states, he holds onto his leads in other states, key states. In the U.S. electoral college system, the popular vote winner in each state, with two exceptions, Maine and Nebraska, receives all of that state's electoral votes, which are allocated on the basis of population. States do not declare a winner before all votes are counted, but news organizations project winners when they conclude there are not enough uncounted votes remaining to change the outcome. Tallying of votes continued through a second night in the remaining battleground states, where huge turnout and a mountain of mail-in ballots sent by voters trying to avoid exposure to the coronavirus made the job all the harder. Both candidates still have passed to hit the magic number of 270 electoral votes, representing a majority of states, thereby winning the White House. Hong Kong police unveiled a dedicated hotline on Thursday for residents to report national security threats, sparking criticism that the measure will deepen swirling distrust in the already polarized city. China imposed a sweeping new national security law in June, after last year's huge and often violent pro-democracy protests in the financial hub. Despite assurances that the law would only target a tiny minority, its wording has outlawed a host of peaceful political views and helped to stamp out mass dissent in the financial hub. The hotline allows residents to send national security intelligence via text message, email, and the Chinese messaging app WeChat. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New confirmed cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. have climbed to an all-time high of more than 86,000 per day on average, in a glimpse of the worsening crisis that lies ahead for the winner of the U.S. presidential election. Cases and hospitalizations are setting records all around the country just as the holidays and winter approaches, demonstrating the challenge that either President Trump or former Vice President Joe Biden will face in the coming months. Daily new confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States have surged 45% over the past 2 weeks to a record seven-day average of 86,352, according to data compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Deaths are also on the rise, up 15% to an average of 846 deaths every day. The total U.S. death toll is already more than 232,000, and total confirmed U.S. cases have surpassed 9 million. Those are the highest totals in the world, and new infections are increasing in nearly every state. Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen and four of his cabinet members are in quarantine after meeting with a visiting envoy who later tested positive for the coronavirus. The Cambodian Health Ministry says all the tests so far were negative on Hun Sen and the other Cambodian officials, but their quarantine was a precaution. China has imposed fresh travel bans on non-Chinese arrivals from Britain and Belgium as it guards against a resurgence of the coronavirus by refusing entry to people from two of Europe's worst-hit nations. COVID-19 first emerged in central China late last year, but Beijing has largely brought its own outbreak under control through tight travel restrictions and stringent health measures for anyone entering the country. In March, as the virus ripped across the world, China shut its borders to all foreign nationals. It gradually eased those restrictions to allow those stranded overseas to return with special permission from its embassies, negative COVID-19 tests, and a two-week quarantine on arrival. Brazilian prosecutors are charging President Jair Bolsonaro's son, Flavio, with corruption during his tenure as a state lawmaker. Rio de Janeiro's state prosecutors accuse Flavio Bolsonaro of embezzlement, money laundering, and operating a criminal enterprise from 2007 to 2018, when he allegedly took money from his staffer's salaries when he was a Rio de Janeiro state lawmaker. Flavio and 16 others are implicated in the alleged scheme. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Reporting remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.